Hey y'all, Ebony D. James here, and I come to give a warning to the My Body, My Choice Christian. And so this is for those of you who profess to be a Christian. This is for those of you who say out of your mouth that you are a follower of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, but you also take the stance of My Body, My Choice. So let's just go to the beginning, right? In the beginning, we hear that man was created in the image and likeness of God, right? So if you, as a Christian, believe that you were made in the image and likeness of God, which you should, this is for you if you take the stance of My Body, My Choice. If you also believe that Jesus is our model and we should model his character, but you take the stance of My Body, My Choice, this is for you. And so I want to just quickly hop into it because I want to talk about this idea of free will. And we'll talk more about choices and free will in another video. But specifically for today, I want to talk about how when it comes to free will, if we say that we are followers of Christ, if we call ourselves Christians, then we must also follow his example when it comes to free will. A lot of times you hear the excuse when we're talking about abortion, oh, it's my body. Oh, it's my choice. Oh, God gave us free will. He gave us freedom to choose if we want to abort, if we don't want to abort. Let's talk about it, okay? Let's talk about it. And so we know that Jesus was sent by the Father to the earth, right? A man who knew no sin took on all of the things for our sake, right? And he had a choice. Now, just like we have a choice, just like we have an opportunity to choose, just like we have the opportunity to walk in freedom and choose free will, Jesus did the same. He came and he could have chose life, to keep living life, doing his thing, all the things that he was already doing, right? As he was walking on this earth. Or he could come and do the will of the Father. He could come and die for us, our sins, our wickedness, our ratchetness, all of these things he came to do for us so he could live or he could die. Okay. That was the choice he had to make. And he went through painful suffering, hatred, persecution, all of the things. And I want us to, as I'm speaking, I want us to think about even our reasons to abort. And I'm going to do a whole video on that, but I just want to quickly talk about it a little bit because if you don't know, I am post-abortive. That means I also, too, had a baby in my womb that I made a decision to abort, that I made a decision to terminate, that I made a decision to murder, okay? And so when I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to you from a person who hasn't been in your shoes or from a person who hasn't also been on your end of My Body, My Choice as a Christian, okay? So just let me give this disclaimer that this is an opportunity to repent, just as I have done. This is an opportunity to repent and receive the mercy of God, to experience the redemption of God, to experience restoration from God as you repent, as you turn away from your choice, as you turn away from selfish ambition, as you turn away from your own selfishness, your pride, as you turn away from all of those things and choose righteousness, choose the will of the Father. Okay. And so here are some reasons why people abort. And this is, some of these will be some of the reasons why I chose. Some of these will be reasons I've heard other women make, friends that I know who have aborted. These are reasons why people abort, and this is not a comprehensive list. This is just a few. So, and they're not in any particular order. So people choose to abort because of financial instability, because of educational goals, because of career aspirations, because of health risk or genetic concerns, because of fetal abnormalities, because of unplanned pregnancies, because of birth control failure, because of rape, incest, because I'm too young to have a baby, right? Teenagers, because of your relationship issue. Oh, I don't like the baby daddy. Oh, I don't like the child's father. Oh, I don't like his parents. I don't like his family. All of the different things. Oh, we're no longer together. He don't want me to have the baby. Single parenting. Mental health issues. There's so many. I can keep going on and on and on, but I'll do that in another video. But there are so many reasons, right, why we make a choice, why we use free will to sin, to abort, right? And so, like I said, Jesus, even himself, like I said, we're using him as this model. As Christians, we follow after Christ, so we use him as our role model, as our main example. And we know that Jesus went through painful suffering. He went through persecution. He went through hatred. He went through all of the things for our sake, for your sake, for your sake. And even at the end, he said, nevertheless, like, if you can, go ahead, take this cup of suffering away from me. Take this away from me, because it's really a lot. It's really too much, right? And so as you start to look at the reasons why women abort, right, we could easily be like, man, Lord, nope, let me go ahead, abort, take this cup of suffering away from me, because I already know that I ain't got the finances to raise no child. I already know I'm not going to have the support system, or I believe that I don't have the support system needed to raise this child. So go ahead, take this cup of what I assume to be will be suffering from me. This is what we're saying when we choose to have an abortion, because of what we think the future may hold if we carry this pregnancy to full term. Okay? But Jesus says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Yes, I can make this choice on my own. Yes, I have free will. Yes, I can do what I want to do, right? How prideful. Yes, I can do all of these things, but nevertheless, as a Christian, that should be your heart posture. Nevertheless, yes, I know God gave me free will. I know he did, but nevertheless, I don't want my own will. Especially if it doesn't align with his word, especially when it doesn't align with the scriptures. Not my will, but your will be done. That should be our heart's posture. That should be our decree. And so we see this as an example. And if you profess to be a Christian, your humble stance should always be, nevertheless, not my freedom, not my free will, not my desires, not my plans, but yours, Lord. Let your will be done. But here's the issue, y'all. We like to use this free will as an excuse to do what we want to do, to fulfill our flesh, to fulfill our desires. We want to use free will as an excuse to sin. As a Christian, if we know the word, we know that this directly contradicts the word that we say we align with, the word that we say we follow. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, it says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. You were called to be free. You were called. You're able to have free will. You're able to choose. You were called to have this choice. You were called to be free. But nevertheless, okay, but do not use your freedom, your free will, to indulge the flesh. That's the scripture. If you a Christian, you follow the word, and the Bible tells us, yes, we're called to be free. We're supposed to walk in freedom. We're supposed to have free will. But we can't use that free will to indulge our flesh. In another version, it says to sin, right? And it keeps going on, and it says, rather serve one another humbly in love. And I think that's important. Both of those words, humbly and love, okay? But so here we are. We're saying, yes, you are called to walk in freedom. Yes, you have free will, but walk in the spirit. But do not use this freedom, do not use this free will to sin, to walk in the flesh. And the Bible clearly tells us not to use this to indulge in our flesh. Now, in a previous video, and I'll share it after I post this video, I went through the works of the flesh. And I think the video is on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and it's called Repent and Renounce the Works of the Flesh. There's also a video saying repent and renounce the sins that the Lord hates. So I'll post both of those videos, and you can find them on all of my channels at underscore Ebony D. James underscore, or I think on YouTube is Girl Get Your Voice Back channel. And so what does this mean? The Bible tells us, Galatians 5, just go ahead and read all of Galatians, okay? But specifically Galatians 5, because it's telling us like, yeah, we got this free will, but don't use it to indulge in the flesh. Don't use it to sin. And then it continues to talk about what is this sin? What does it mean to walk in the flesh? And so if we begin to read, the Bible tells us, I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we already know if free will is not to be used to indulge in the flesh, then we must be walking in the spirit. Okay. It says, why? Because the flesh, it lusts against the spirit. So there's no way that we can be walking with the Father. There's no way that we can say as a Christian that the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us, yet we are indulging in our flesh. Yes, we are. Yet we are choosing to walk in the flesh. We're choosing to say, my body, my choice. Can't nobody tell me otherwise. I'm grown. I'm an adult. I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? But you a Christian. And so are you just a woman, or are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Which one is he? Which one is he? Which one is he? And so as we continue to read, it says the spirit goes against the flesh. These things are warring against each other. They're contrary to one another. That's what the scripture is telling us in Galatians 5. It says, so that you do not do the things that you wish. It's in the Bible. This ain't me. This not my opinion. Listen, I live this. I had an abortion too. I know what it means to walk in the flesh. I know what it means to be like, oh, I'm finna do this. I don't care about none of this. I'm about to do it anyway because I want to choose myself, because I want to choose my own will, my own desires, my own flesh, the thing that I wish to do. This is what the scripture tells us. It says, but if you are led by the spirit, and that's the difference between a lot of us people who profess to be Christians and a lot of us who are about their life. The difference is some of us choose to be led by the spirit, while some of us say, oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm gonna do what I want to do. I'm a Christian, but I'm gonna walk my flesh. I'm a Christian, but I cuss a little. I'm a Christian, but I drink a little. I'm a Christian, but it's okay to do X, Y, and Z. So it's a difference between the Christian who is led by the spirit and the person who professes to be Christian, but look like Satan's sheep, Satan's whole child. Okay. It says, but if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law, right? Because then we start trying to argue, well, according to the law, we can have abortions up to a certain point. According to this, this is the whole point of Roe v. Wade and all of the things. So now you're saying, oh, I'm going to choose law over the Lord, over walking in the spirit. It says, but if you are led by the spirit, you ain't even under the law. Okay, let's keep going. Let's talk about the works of the flesh, because we shouldn't use free will to indulge in the flesh, right? So let's talk about it. And it says the works of the flesh are evident. We still in Galatians 5. They are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, and I'm looking down because the camera is here, but the streaming is here. But the works of the flesh, they're evident. It ain't subtle. It ain't a mystery. It's evident. The works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice the works of the flesh, those who decide to walk in their flesh, those who have decided to use free will to indulge in the flesh, to use free will to sin, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God, whether you say you're a Christian or not. This is on period. This is what the word of God says. There is no exception to the rule. There's repentance, there's humility, there's grace, there's mercy, all of those things. Those are your only exceptions. The blood of Jesus is the only exception that can help you in this area. But it says those who walk in the flesh, those who choose to participate or practice these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And like I said in the other video, I broke this down, but like, let's just talk about it really quickly. So we talked about just a few reasons why people abort, right? And so if we're trying to figure out what got me to this pregnancy, right? First of all, let's just go ahead and cut out the people who like my body, my choice, and you ain't had an abortion, my body, my choice, and you ain't a Christian, my body, my choice, and you just on here on the bandwagon because you just rebellious. We just gonna put y'all to the side right quick because this ain't even for y'all. Okay, we'll address the rebellion later, right? But when we get to those who are making the decisions to abort, this is not a message of condemnation. This is a message, a warning message to repent now. Repent now. When we talk about the works of the flesh, if we are not indulging in the works of the flesh, usually in the majority of cases, we will find ourselves not in a position to even have to make a choice to abort. Can we be real? Can we be honest? If we are not in adultery, and that's not everybody, so don't generalize what I'm saying. If we are not engaging in adultery, right? So a lot of married couples or people who are married may get an abortion for the sake of, oh, you sleeping out on your husband or whatever. You're participating in adultery, and so you have to abort the child from the adultery, okay? Adultery is a reason. Fornication. So most of us, the majority of abortions happen because people are out here fornicating. You having sexual intercourse and you're doing all the things and you not married. And you like, oh, most of the times y'all don't even like the dude that y'all sleeping with. And so we're fornicating. I'm just telling y'all what I know because I was, like I said, it was here. Just fornicating, doing what I want to do. Because I'm walking in my flesh. I'm doing what I wish. I'm doing what I desire. I'm fulfilling the lust of my flesh. And so we're out here fornicating. And we know that that can lead to an unplanned pregnancy, which now puts you in a position to try to use free will as an occasion to sin, right? To go against the word of God, uncleanness. So those who are not walking in purity, going back to fornication, adultery, all of the things. Uncleanness is a reason. When we talk about lasciviousness, that is to be filled with or showing sexual desire. It's lustful behavior. Like, can we just be real? These are the works of the flesh that puts us in a position the majority of the time to now be pregnant and now not want the child and now ready to make a decision to abort. Idolatry. So we out here worshiping our relationships. We're worshiping the men, right? We're idolizing and we're like, man, I can't be alone. I just have to find myself in a relationship. Some of us, we idolize sex, and that's what got us here. Like, man, I just got to have sex. You know, I never thought this was a thing, but there's people who have confessed to literally go, like, they can't sleep without having sex. Like, they have to have sex in order to go to sleep. That's idolatry. You know, you can idolize people, but you can idolize things too. So it's an extreme, like, because idolatry is the worship of idols, is extreme admiration for, extreme love or reverence for something or someone. Right? Anything you put above God, right? Anything you put above God. So if you're putting sex above God, you can't sleep without sex. Not you can't sleep without God. That's idolatry, right? And so that's one of the works of the flesh. It also talks about witchcraft. And then hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife. But let's go back to emulations, right? The act of striving or to be equal or surpass others. When we decide to abort, some people who decide to abort, their goal is like, man, I don't want this baby to hinder my career aspirations. I don't want this baby to hinder my finances, my bag, right? It's like, I'm in competition and I know like this person, they were able to do it without having no children. I'm trying to be like this person. It's that envy. It's that jealousy. It's that, what is it called? We're coveting other people's life. And so we're trying to be where they are and we're trying to do it like them. And now we put ourselves in a position, okay? Y'all get what I'm saying? Wrath, strife, seditions. These are all works of the flesh. It goes on to say heresies, envyings, murders. What is abortion? To prematurely put to an end, to terminate, to abort, to murder. Murder is an intentional, a premeditated killing, a premeditated termination of life. Period. So that tells me abortion is a work of the flesh. And if I'm a Christian, my desire, I would want to inherit the kingdom of God. But the work of the flesh, if I practice that, I can't inherit. Which means if I'm a Christian, how can I be saying my body, my choice? If I'm a Christian, how can I be practicing abortion? If I'm a Christian, how can I truly be doing these things and say I'm a Christian? It just don't align. It doesn't make sense. Murder, abortion, it's a work of the flesh. Drunkenness, revelings, and the like. Come on, y'all. And then if you keep going, it talks about what the fruit of the spirit is. It talks about how do you walk in the spirit? The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, or long suffering. So when we start talking about like, man, I can't do this. I'm not going to have the support. Endure, sis. I can't do this. It's just going to be too much. I don't got the finances. Long suffering, sis. I can't do this because of all of these different things. Instability, mental health, all of the things. Why would I bring a child into this world? Why would you be out here fornicating as a Christian? Come on now. This is what we do, y'all. This stuff directly goes against the word of God. And the Holy Spirit is grieved. The Lord is grieved. And we see now more than ever, because this season, due to the politics and the election, you could see that abortion is on the heart of God. Why? It's one of the biggest topics of the presidential debates. It's one of the biggest topics of policies right now. Right? And we have to talk about it. We can't keep... When I had my abortion, nobody was talking about abortion. Nobody was on social media talking about abortion when I had my abortion. When I decided to abort my child, I only knew of other people aborting their child. I didn't know. I wasn't hearing these kind of messages. The church was not talking about abortion. And that's not even an excuse, because that's why you got to know the word for yourself. That's why you got to be in the word yourself, because you can't be like, oh, well, nobody told me. Because we all got access. We all have access. And so, but the fruit of the spirit, y'all. So if we're not walking in our flesh, we need to be walking in the spirit. And the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, or long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. It says against such there is no law. Woo! Okay, I'm done. This is the warning to the My Body, My Choice Christians. Repent for choosing selfish ambitions, for choosing pride, for choosing self, for choosing not to endure consequences, for choosing to choose your own desires. Repent for walking in the flesh. Repent for using freedom and free will to indulge in your flesh. Repent. Because mercy is available. Forgiveness is available. That's the whole reason why he came and chose to die. So that you might be saved. So that you could live. So repent. Whether you've had an abortion, whether you haven't had an abortion. If you are a Christian, or if you're someone who decided to listen to the video and you don't profess to be Christian, but you want to be a Christian, and you have took the stance of my body, my choice, repent. Because it is a slap in the face for you to say that I follow God except for this stance. I follow God except when it comes to my body. I follow God except when it comes to my choice. I follow God except when it comes to my will. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Let that be your heart posture. Lord, I repent. This is your prayer. Lord, I repent for choosing my body, my choice, for choosing freedom as an occasion to sin, as an excuse to indulge in the flesh. Lord, I repent for abortion. Lord, I repent for promoting a work of the flesh, murder. Lord, I repent for choosing my will over your will, Lord. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Help me, Lord, to stand for righteousness. Help me, Lord, to walk in the spirit. Lord, teach me what love is. Teach me what it truly means to long suffer, to endure hardship. Help me to take responsibility. Help me to be accountable. Help me to be okay with the consequences of my choices, of my sins. Here's the thing, y'all. When we choose free will, when we choose our choices, that freedom, that choice, it comes with a responsibility. And if you choose the wrong one, it comes with a consequence. And a lot of times we don't want to accept the responsibility of our choice. So we fornicate, which is a work of the flesh, right? We get pregnant, a consequence of fornicating. We're pregnant. And because of your stance of my body, my choice, now we continue to walk in the flesh. We continue to practice the works of the flesh and we abort. We murder our children. And we continue to repeat these cycles. So, Lord, help us to walk in the spirit. We repent for indulging in our flesh. We repent for the lack of discernment, the lack of discernment to know which choice to choose. We repent for not knowing the word of God for ourselves. We repent for listening, for being easily manipulated, for being easily deceived, for having itchy ears. Lord, we repent. Cry out for mercy. Cry out for the mercies of God. Cry out for the forgiveness of God. Cry out that the blood of Jesus will come because he chose to die for you, because he chose to die for a wretched person like you, because he because he chose to die for you, cry out that the blood would wash you, that the blood will speak on your behalf, that the blood will save, that the blood will redeem, that the blood will restore you for the choice that you made, for the decision to indulge the flesh. And so God bless y'all. I hope this helped y'all. Share it out. Send it out. Help a brother. Help a sister. Because the Lord is grieved. It's too many people professing to be Christians and saying my body, my choice. And it's directly contradictory to the word we say we stand on. The word that we say we believe. And this is the truth. He said, my word is truth. He also said, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. And so we got to stand on truth, especially in these hours, in this time, in this day. We got to stand on truth. So God bless y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And I hope this video brings you to your knees, that you will literally be able to humbly understand the role that you played, whether you've had an abortion or not. And I pray that you repent. Amen. God bless y'all. Bye.